This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the benefits of hindsight. If you had invested in Disney at the beginning of the year, you would have made by now about a 40% return. 40% in 7 months, not bad. Disney, which reports profits this week, is not some hot startup, but it's doing well. Here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishour.
Anyone who bought a lot of Disney stock in January could, if they wanted to, be singing Hakuna Matata right on over to the bank.
They completely dominate the box office.
Jessica Reif-Ehrlich is a senior analyst with Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Avengers, Lion King, Toy Story 4, all doing well. The first of two Star Wars theme park attractions is doing well too. So well, in fact, that Disney has had to find ways of holding off visitors.
They've raised prices more than we can recall in decades, and they've limited the time consumers are allowed to be in the Star Wars themed area. I'm not sure they've ever done that.
But the real magic for Disney stock came back in April, when the stock surged 13% overnight after it announced it was offering a streaming service called Disney Plus. Michael Smith is a professor at Carnegie Mellon University.
I think everybody recognizes that the on-demand streaming world and the ability to reach customers directly is going to be a huge part of the future of entertainment.
Disney's taken on Netflix, and there is a very good chance it can hold its own in that fight. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.